All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the defending Super Bowl champions were in South Florida today, and they are hopeful to have another trip there this February. The New England Patriots came in as overwhelming favorites to defeat the Miami Dolphins this afternoon, and they stuck to the script as they were able to dominate the Dolphins by the score of 43-0. Now, in this contest, this Patriots defense held the lowly Dolphins to just 184 yards of total offense. Newest Patriot edition wide receiver Antonio Brown had 4 catches for 56 yards and a touchdown grab. This time around, the Pats wanted to finish in Miami, and that is why head coach Bill Belichick sent a message as he kept his starters out there, including quarterback Tom Brady, for the entire contest. We remember what happened late towards the end of the 2018 regular season, where the Patriots failed to stop the Dolphins late for a score. The Dolphins had a trick play, or not even a trick play. It was like they just pulled it out of, their backside to try to find a way to win that game. And even before that, New England could not seal the deal on offense. So this time around, the Pats are like, you know what, we're not leaving this for chance. And the bottom line is, when you want to kill a tick, you go out there and you bust them with a sledgehammer. That's what the Patriots did today. And I think aside from that, this Pats team is sending a message to the rest of the NFL. We saw New England dominate the Pittsburgh Steelers last week to the tune of 33-3. This time around, it was the Miami Dolphins. Go back to the Super Bowl. They limited a great Rams offense to just 3 points. This Patriots defense, they are a chameleon. They play to the strengths and the weaknesses of their opponents better than anybody in the NFL. So many interchangeable parts on that defensive side of the football. So many smart football players as well. And that is why this team could be dangerous. Now you look at the offense. I know that some people are going to question, why did Antonio Brown have more targets today than Julian Edelman? But the bottom line is, Julian Edelman's not going to be a guy to complain. We've seen that. On top of that, Tom Brady's trying to go out there and incorporate Antonio Brown into this offense, get a rhythm, and get some timing and some chemistry and cohesion with him. But you look at the talent at the receiver position now. Antonio Brown, Josh Gordon, and of course, Philip Dorsett, not to mention Julian Edelman. Then you look at the running game with the likes of Sony Michel and Rex Burkhead. The Patriots can beat you in so many different ways, and they're going to continue to flex their muscles. Bill Belichick, the head coach, he has his finger on the pulse of this team better than anybody else in the National Football League, has their respective team from the head coach's position. You see Tom Brady out there. He's hungry for that 7th title. No slowing down with this guy. He's showing you that not only did they win last year, but they feel that they can be better. The Jets are up on the slate this coming week for the Pats. I know the Jets have their Monday night affair at home tomorrow night versus the Cleveland Browns. And the Patriots are definitely going to be licking their chops. They are darn sure not going to overlook the Jets. We saw them not overlook the Miami Dolphins today. And I think this Patriots team this year in 2019 is not leaving anything to chance. They want to once again win their division. They want to once again have a first round bye. And they want to once again show all of the teams in the AFC that the road to the AFC from the Super Bowl goes through Foxborough. This Patriots team is going to be dangerous, and as long as number 12 is under center this year for the Pats, good luck stopping them. I know that the Miami Dolphins are not going to be one of the better teams in the NFL this year, but this Patriots Express is rolling, and they are looking to simply steamroll every single opponent that gets in their way. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.